And it is 8:02 on this Wednesday morning. Continues to get a little bit warmer in West Bend. We are at 55 right now. Feels like it's 54 because we've got this little breeze out of the northwest. I wouldn't get too worried about it if I were you. Sunshine again at the moment. It's been kind of variably cloudy this morning as we've gone through, but that's kind of the way things go. And we have a guest in the studio this morning for a community conversation. Justin Reichert is joining us this morning. Good morning, Justin.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. Hey, welcome. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And Justin is involved in the Forever Honoring Our Washington County Veterans Walk that is coming up on the 25th. And you happen to be the husband of our county clerk, Ashley Reichert.
Correct.
And so explain how you kind of got involved. And we should also mention that County Administrator Josh Showman and his wife, Jody, are also involved. So explain how you got involved.
So I'm on the Veterans Service Commission. So I work directly with the CVSO in the county. Josh and I have been friends for a while now, and one of the things that had come up was just the cost of flags and markers at all of our veteran sites. It's something that is obviously near and dear to us as veterans ourselves, but you know, paying it to the people that were before us, you know, you always have that huge amount of respect for all veterans. But I think it takes a different role after you serve as well. You want to make sure that everyone is always honored the way they should. So obviously we have 93 cemeteries in the county that have veterans from the different eras.
Starting with the Civil War.
That's correct. And you know, some of these graves and areas are starting to get in disrepair. And, you know, it was one of those things that it's on the county's budget right now that they're doing, but we want to make sure that that's never an issue. We want to forever honor these individuals.
All right. And we should mention a little bit about your service. From what I understand, you signed up after 9/11.
That's correct. So it was something I never had intended to do. It wasn't necessarily in my plan, but after the attacks of September 11th, I felt compelled to go to the recruiter. I went shortly after, and I joined and was able to go on a couple tours overseas. You know, worked with some great people, and just you know, very proud of my service.
And now you and Josh were both in the Army.
That is correct.
At about the same time, but not at the same place.
Right. He left from Wisconsin. I actually left, my first tour was from the 1st Striker Brigade in Fort Lewis, Washington. So he was in Baghdad, and I was in northern Iraq.
And you were in, you spent how much time over your Army career in Iraq?
So I was deployed in 04, 05, 06, 07, and 08. Obviously, not consecutively for those 5 years. The longest tour being 15 months during the 06 to 08 timeframe.
Okay. All right. And now here you are back working on this. Okay. So you've been doing a little practice warming up, that kind of thing?
Correct. For anyone that doesn't think 40 miles is a long way to walk, I'd love to argue that. We have been training. A lot of it has been Ashley and I. A handful of times the four of us were able to put our schedules together so we could walk. Ashley and I will actually be walking our last big walk today. Josh and Jody were able to do that over the weekend. So about 30 miles today, and then we've been instructed by people much smarter than all of us to kind of tone it down until the actual walk, which is 9 days and a wake up away.
How long does it take to walk 30 miles?
Today will probably take about 10 hours from start to finish, and you know, bathroom breaks.
Sure. Yeah, that's important.
Definitely.
Yeah, and keeping hydrated, important.
Right. So we're lucky enough on the day of the walk to have the sheriff, Marty Schulteis, follow us. He is sure he'll have enough water in the squad car to keep us going, but we'll also be wearing camelbacks along the route.
Okay. wearing camelbacks, and also you and Josh will be carrying rucksacks.
That's correct. And the significance of those rucksacks is we're going to be carrying 22 pounds to correlate with the 22 veterans a day that commit suicide. So we wanted to have a significant amount that we are taking.
Sure.
With a deep meaning.
Sure, sure. Now, if a couple different ways people can contribute financially, and they can do that through the Veterans Service Office.
Correct. So we've had, you know, just the community support's been amazing. We really started off with a pretty audacious goal, and, you know, there was questions if it would be attainable, but the, you know, Quad stepped up immediately with the first $25,000 donation, has been instrumental in rolling this out with us. We've had a lot of other companies, Wendorf, Zurn has been incredibly helpful, Delta Defense with USCCA, and then the community itself, a lot of private donations. Some people are giving those by check to the Washington County Service Officer, and then others are now doing it through our Facebook page and through the run, or the walk sign up.
Right, and we should mention there is a Facebook page. They need to just go in and find that. What's the official title of the Facebook page?
So it's facebook.com/WashCoVeterans.
Okay.
So,
all right. And then the other way that people can get involved is on Saturday, and on Saturday the 25th, there is a portion. Now, because you guys are going to be walking along county roads and so on and so forth, for safety, we don't want crowds walking along with you and scooters and all that kind of stuff, but there is a portion about 2.5 miles where the general public is going to be able to walk along and also raise some additional money, and that is here in West Bend on a portion of the Eisenbahn Trail.
That's correct. So after we announced this walk, we had messages coming in about wanting to join us, wanting to be part of it. So we were able to coordinate a 2.5 mile walk. It'll start right by Keister Island, which is in the River Shores area. The walk starts at 12:30. We're asking people to register at 11 if you're not going to pre-register on our website. And it's 2.5 miles where, you know, it's a part that everyone in the community can kind of feel included. We'll walk along with everybody for that for a portion of that, and then we will continue the rest of the way. That'll be about 25 or 26 miles into our walk. So it's going to be important to get that support just to kind of, you know, get ourselves rejuvenated. And
right, right. And I'll be down there that day, too. I'm going to have I'll set up some speakers, play some music, and kind of encourage people and give them something to do while, you know, after they get signed up and while they're, you know, getting ready for the walk. So looking forward to that. I want to thank Josh and Kurt and you for letting me get involved in that. Appreciate that.
Definitely. We're honored as well.
And so again, now there's an option for people to go through the website and to sign up for the walk. And if they sign up, there's also a t-shirt, right?
Correct. So the first 200 people that sign up are going to get a t-shirt included. It'll be a t-shirt that signifies, you know, our logo as Forever Honoring Washington County Vets. And then there'll also be a couple logos from our sponsors on there as well.
Sure. Sure. Let's see if I can talk somebody out of a shirt. we'll see what we can do.
Right.
So, all right. What else should people know?
After the walk, there will be a brat fry at Legion Post 36, which is near the assembly area that everyone will be meeting at. That starts probably during the walk, but immediately after they'll be there, which is located just off Park Avenue behind the Braising Pan.
Okay. All right. And again, we're hoping for good weather. Is there a plan if it rains?
Yes. Wear wet weather gear.
Find a slicker.
Right.
All right. Sounds good. Again, Justin Reichert with us this morning for a community conversation. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Anything else that folks should know?
If you see us walking out there, we love hearing waves or honks, and just love the support that we're getting from the community.
All right. Thanks a lot, Justin.
Thank you.